you need a cup.
Okay, Rabbi. Today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. No. We're holding Mem Vav Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanon. And we're continuing to talk about the halacha of a ger. You remember yesterday we learned about Hilchas Geirus, and we're going to continue talking about that somewhat in today's daf. Tanu Rabbanon. Misha Bavi Omar. A person comes in front of Lemoshel, the Beis Din, and he tells him, Gerani, Ich bin doch a ger. Yochan the Kableno, I would think we makabel him and we accept him that he's a ger. In other words, without making any further drisha v'chakira, we just rely on his word. Talmud loimar, it says in the pasuk, itcha, where does it say itcha? The Gemara at the end of the line quotes, v'chi yogur itcha ger be'arzchem, itcha be'muchzik l'cha. You have to know that that person is a ger. You have to know. It's not enough his say-so. You have to ascertain that it's taka true. So Dr. Gemara, what about bo ve'edim imay minayin? How do I know that if he brings edim along, then you believe him? Tamalayma v'chi yogur itcha ger. V'chi yogur comes to tell you. Let's just finish the sentence, then you ask your question. V'chiyogur idchager comes to tell you that even if it's not muchzik l'cha, if you have two edim, that's already sufficient. Now, there are some obvious questions over here. First of all, the first question is, if a person comes into Bis Medish and he says, I happen to be a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisrael, a Ger, we don't trust him. Any person comes in and says, I'm a Kohen, do you go and say, oh, bring two edim and you're a Kohen? I'm a Levi. I'm a Yisrael. Who knows? I don't know. I've never met you before. I don't know. So you ask him to go and bring along Adam, bring along some sort of proof. So Toysmith says we're not talking about a person that just comes in for the first time. We're talking about a person that was muchziklon, that he was a guy. For years and years and years, this person was a guy. We know he davened across the street. He didn't daven. He tiffled across the street at the local
church.
And he was there, and he was a distinguished member. He was the president of the congregation of the temple. And all of a sudden, one day he comes in and says, I changed my mind, I became a ger. Or in a situation like that, we don't automatically just assume he became a ger. Then he has to go and prove it. See, look at the top toises of Mem Zayin Umad Aleph. See, the first toise, Muchzik Loch. Oymer Abin Atam, the Dafke Bidiyodinon. To have a oivid kechom meikara, only if we knew that he was a guy before. The loy have yadinan mehaman avari is believed. Migdi boy amar Yisrael ani. If a person comes in and says I'm a yid, you believe him. You don't ask him. Go. I want to count your tzitzis. I want to go and look at your yarmulke. Person says I'm a yid. I yid my fringish kakashes. It's the same thing. Is I'm sorry.
Migo, you can say he's a coin even.
Well, the Toys, maybe you have to wait till the end of the Toys. Toys talks to the end about coin. But L'chol HaPochas, you saw for sure. So therefore, when he says that he's a ger, avad, avad, you believe him, he doesn't have to prove it. It's only if he had a chazok until now, as even a goy, then you have to go and be moitzi mechazkosai by saying that he's geveiz and that he was megay. Okay, so that's the first part of the limit. But the second part, yes, Rabbi Cohen. Exactly, that's
you
the point.
Know.
It's exactly the point.
No, the way it's said, but if you say my father duchen, you understand?
Yeah.
Father duchen.
Yeah.
It's like ain't breaking on the spechel.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah, but that's you have to prove.
Yeah, but the point is, if somebody comes in and he wants to have an ali as a kohen, you don't say I'm not going to give you a kohen until you bring two items that you're a kohen. You assume that he's a
there's
a race. If there's a race, there's a race. Yeah, but talk about it. Right.
That's a migo.
That's basically the same migo that we're saying.
It sounds like it. So, so if someone says they're Jewish, they're being asked on themselves many, many things that otherwise, so why do we say they're also mucho, let's say, to marry someone or whatever other privileges a Jew has? Why don't we apply that principle here?
I don't understand your question.
Well, why are we saying this? It's obvious. It's a pesha aser pesha hiter quality.
One second. Well, before we get to pesha aser pesha hiter, without the toisvis, it sounds like in the Gemara, a person comes on the scene and says, "I'm a ger." We do not believe him. You are not a ger until you prove it. Until he brings edim. That's what it sounds like. So the story says, how could that be? A person comes into shul and announces that I happen to be a Yisrael. You have a Chesed Kashrut. He says Yisrael is a Yisrael. So Madach, he could have said he's Yisrael. We believe him if he says he's a Ger. There's not L'chayr, no problem. So the story is talking about a case that I know before that he had a Chazaka. There was a guy. His name was John McGillicuddy III. And everybody realized it. So therefore now he says, I've become from Johnny McGillicuddy. I've just become now a Yankel Goldberg. So then he has to go and prove that he took a change to Yankel Goldberg that he had a gear. So how do you prove it? With two items. Your question of Eitz Beshos Beshitza, let's wait, we're going to have more about this later on. But
this,
now
this is the Migoy with Pesach.
Okay, we'll be more going to talk further. But now getting to the second part of the Braisa. Second part of Braisa is equally difficult to understand because the Braisa says, what happens if he brings along two Eidim in Ayin? How do I know I believe them? What do you mean? I have to have a special limud over here. How do you know that anything happens to be kosher? How do you know that the person took money, didn't take money, he borrowed, he paid back, he did this, he did that? So of course, would I have to have a special posik over here? So the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha Amir Tashem a little bit further down on the Omid Alf. Anyway, but bottom line is, so far we've learned by the Ger, he has to be Muchzik, and if he has two Edim, so good. Now the posik continues on. Maybe only when you're talking about an Eretz Yisrael, if the person says, I'm a Ger, then I will accept him with two Eidim, or if it's Muchzik Lecha. But Chutz La'aretz B'nayin, how do I know that I would even accept a person in Chutz La'aretz? Now why should there be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? This is Dachnish, a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. A ger doesn't grow from the ground. It has nothing to do with Trumas, Meisr, Shmita. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? The second Toises asked Kasha. And the second Teretz of Toises is into Santa Teretz. He says, Ba'aretz le'chayshinon de'mahadri b'hu, mishum de'ika shvocha de'Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, if a person comes on the scene in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is so beautiful and so wonderful and so many peiros, etc., if a person says, I became a ger, you can assume that he's not going to change his mind because he's going to see with his own eyes the beauty and the glory and the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Masha'enkin, if he lives in Chutz La'aretz, what do the Jews have in Chutz La'aretz? And therefore, he may go and change his mind. So I would think perhaps only in Eretz Yisrael we will accept him as a full-fledged Yid. The Gemara is going to ask, I just used that itcha at the beginning of the Braisa. We asked, how do you know if a ger comes? Now the Gemara is using the same itcha again to tell you, even in chutzla. So the Gemara is going to ask that kasha, how can you use the same word for two separate drushes? Okay, Mitchell, we'll get there. So Kimorim came out Tamaloyim Ba'aretz. That really doesn't say Ba'aretz, it really says Ba'aretzachem. Kimorim just says it Bekitzur. What do I need the word Ba'aretzachem? If you're telling me that there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, they're exactly the same. So why does it say Ba'aretzachem? So tomorrow, Ba'aretzachem Tzorach Lahavi Raya. B'Chutz La'aretz Ein Tzorach Lahavi Raya. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to prove that you happen to be a Ger. In Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to prove it. Why do you have to prove it in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Rashi. Even if you see that the person is mohul, in other words, two Eidim come and say, yes, we know we were the mikvah, we know that he's mohul. However, that's not sufficient because he could be an aravi mohul or a givoini mohul. Even today, I believe among the Yishmaelim, they have bris milah because of the Eltazai the Yishmael. So what's the reason why...
Nosen, if he's a Givoini.
Well, the Rashi just says Givoini Mol. Yeah, the Rashi says in the second line, Givoini Mol. What's the reason why he says that he's a Ger? It says, Rashi, Mishem Shvocha to Eretz Yisrael, Hu Deka Amahochi, U Meshaker. Skon Zayin, there mentions Achal Goy Gomur. And he's a Shakran. The reason why he's saying that he's a Yid is because he wants to have the benefits of the Zobas Cholev Udvash of Eretz Yisrael. He wants to have all the Peiris, etc., etc. He says, I want to be a Yid. However, in Chutz La'aretz, there is no such incentive. If he comes to Shul in Chutz La'aretz and he says, I'm Jewish, no, okay, Shkoyach, you're an Aliyah, Nishan Aliyah, but he's not going to get any panasa as a result out of that. Therefore, in Eretz Tzorach Lavi Raya, because he may have ulterior motives in calling himself a Jew. But Chutz La'aretz, Tzorach Lavi Raya, because there are no ulterior motives, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
we could say actually that it's talking about Yad Yisrael Tekifah. In other words, he wants to be with the government, but Chitzlur, it's just the opposite. Mm-hmm. The government is Goyim's, mm-hmm. even though there may be some autonomy. So that's different. If he says he's a Yid, you believe him. Why should he say he's a Yid? He's going to lose out.
It's a nice shot, but you see, Rashi talks more about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael because of the pace. Divrei Yehuda. Vechom Aimim. Bein Baretz, Bein Chutz Laretz. Tzorach Lahavi Raya. It makes no difference between Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. If he wants to, again, if there was originally a Chazaka that he's not Jewish, and now he wants to certify, prove, and authenticate that he is Jewish, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, he has to go and bring a Raya. Now the Braisa continue on. Bohu ve'edim imay. If he brings his Edom with him, of course, and then we believe the Edom. Frey Timora. Kra lamali. Afterwards, b'chola teira kula. We always accept al pishnayim idem yukum dava. Amar Rav Sheshet di Amri shamanu shenizgai bebezin shol ploini. Aha! If you're talking about two edim that were present at the time of the geiris, then there's nothing to talk about. It's no different than two edim there at the time of the halva, two edim at the time of the chasida, two
edim.
We don't want to kill anybody, but we had two edim wherever the story was, and they came to geiris. Avad. What do I have to have two edim over here? It's talking about there are hearsay evidence. Hearsay evidence means that they were not in the Besen. Rather, they say, we remember when we were in, fill in the blank, in Kishkan Halash, we remember that people said, oh, Zeiste Yidon, and the sky of Besen Shaplani. He was a few days ago in the Besen of Hoydin Anish, and there they officially crowned him again, and we heard it, we know about it. And that's what they're, so they're not testifying that they actually saw it, they're testifying that they heard about it previously. Ah, so can I come in? I would think that that's not sufficient to go and prove that this person is again. After all, they weren't there. Maybe they heard a rumor and it wasn't true. Kamash Valon, that's the chiddush of this pasuk, that for purposes of geiris, we don't require two that actually saw the geiris, as long as they testify, we heard about it, not that we just heard now, that the ger just told us. We heard about it previously, a few weeks ago, a few days ago, that he became a ger. And that's enough for our purposes.
We had it before also, there's a shmua, you believe.
Exactly, shmua kreif, yeah. Zogim arvaita ba'aretz, ein li ele ba'aretz. Again, the word is really ba'artzachem. Ein li ele ba'aretz. The pasuk says, v'chiyogur itcha ger ba'artzachem. Only in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz l'aretz b'nayin, how do I know in chutz l'aretz we also accept gerim? Tam lo'yima, itcha b'chol mokim she'itcha. Everywhere in the world, we accept geirim that want to go and join the Jewish people. Didn't we already use from the word itcha? In other words, the word itcha we already said at the beginning of the braisa. Itcha b'muchzik lecha. How am I learning now from the same itcha, both in Eretz and in Chutz Laretz? Everything, Amari, you're right. I have to make a change in the braisa. The word is not itcha, no, the word is imach. Chodem itcha, the first part of the braisa, v'chiyogur itcha ger, it says itcha. The second part of the braisa, which just said now, b'chol makayim, is referring to the word imach. Now this pasuk doesn't say the word imach. Where do you get the word imach from? So Rashi, ger v'soyshav, v'chai imach.
Another pusik,
totally a different pusik. Not only is it a totally different pusik, that pusik is v'yikra yutes, and this is v'yikra chufhai. It's six prokim later in the Torah in Sefer Vayikra. Totally, totally separate. That's the gears that we have in argument. Now, this gears, the Gemara is a bissel shver, because to go and say that the Bryce had originally said itcha, I didn't really mean itcha, I really meant imach. And I don't mean itcha over here in this pusik, but I mean six prokim later, you know, like 300 psukim later. Oh yeah, that's what I had in mind. It's a bissel shver. So you notice that there's an aleph before me'imach, and that aleph takes us to the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says, we're not talking about imach, we're talking about the word itchem. Where did it say itchem? After this previous pasuk, v'chiyogur itcha ger ba'artzchem, the next pasuk says, v'chiyogur hager hagor itchem. And therefore, we have now two benefits of this girsa. Benefit number one is that this pasuk is right after the previous pasuk. The two psukim go together. And number two, this one says itcha, and this one says itchem. So therefore, the one that wrote the braisa, just like he wasn't so makbid, when it says ba'artzchem, he says ba'aretz, it's come out the same word, so itchem, itcha, and nishkeferlich. But to go and say itcha, and go all the way to imach, is a bissel shver. And that's why the Vilna Gaon prefers this girsa. And he says, by the way, that's not only over here, but the same drasha is in Tertus Kehanim. You have the same drashas of itcha and itchem. Okay.
That's where it comes from,
us
probably.
Not only in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are, you have to go and bring a raya that you are again. Again, based on, like the Tosafos said, in a case where we originally had a chazaka that he was not Jewish. So Rabbi Yehuda already made the difference between Ba'aretzachem and Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. But according to Chacham, there's no difference between Aretz and Chutz Laretz. So why does it say, V'chi yogur itcha ger Ba'aretzachem? What do we need the Ba'aretzachem for? Everyone only boilei, the afilu Ba'aretz mekablam gerim. Oh, even Eretz Yisrael. So this is a little bit mikotze elakotze. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's faket. I'm only mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael. I might have thought that I'm not mekabel gerim in Chutz Laretz. Kamash malan, I'm mekabel everywhere. Imach itchem, everywhere I'm mekabel gerim. Now, according to the Rabbanan, it's just the opposite. Comes to tell you, not only in Chutz Laretz I'm mekabel gerim, but even in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, even Eretz Yisrael? Because okay, daitachem neshim tivus Eretz Yisrael kamegayri. Maybe the whole reason why he's megayri because he has ulterior motives. He doesn't want to be Jewish. He wants to be accepted among the Jewish population, so that they should go and give him panos. He should be able to go and share in the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. V'hashda nami deleka tivusa. And even though in nowadays, in other words, the Gemara is now saying, fast forward. It's already after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the glory and majesty of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael unfortunately has fallen dramatically, and it's no longer the Zovas Cholavad Vash that we had years and years ago. So what would be the incentive for a person today in Eretz Yisrael to become Jewish? There's another way of getting Parnasa. He gets, what's the today's equivalent? Welfare or food stamps. Exactly. A person goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has Baruch Hashem Parnasa. Even if he doesn't have Parnasa, he can't look to them. It can electrically go pay a mass on it. It's Kamash Balan comes to tell you the Pasik that we accept Gerim not only in Chutz Laretz where there are no financial incentives or ulterior motives, but even Eretz Yisrael, where he might be doing it for financial considerations. We also accept Gerim no problem. So we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon Legabe whether or not you need a special raya. Only Ba'aretz or even in Chutz La'aretz. So how do we paskin? So Rabbi Yochanan halacha, bein Ba'aretz, bein b'Chutz La'aretz, tzarech lahavi raya. Just like the Chachamim said, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan's machadish, I paskin like the Chachamim. Very important to say, achidish. Pshita, yochim rab halach kirabim. Like we had yesterday and many times in the Gemara. Whenever you have machloik, it's a yochid against the rab. So what's the chidish? Ma'ar the same if mistabat time with Rabbi Yehuda and mikosai, they cry. After all, Rabbi Yehuda svara klingt besser. Rabbi Yehuda that makes a distinction between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, whether or not I need to bring rayos, that just like the pasuk. V'chiyogur itchager bi'artzichem in Eretz Yisrael. It's taka mash Eretz Yisrael is taka different than Chutz Laretz. So therefore, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. That the Chacham say, bein Ba'aretz, bein Chutz Laretz, that's more mechudosh. So I would have thought that perhaps we should follow Rabbi Yehuda because it's more mistab, it's more logical the way he's teaching the psukim. Kamashlan says, Rabbi Yochanan, no, we follow the Chachamim, we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Turn about. Ushvatim tzedek bein ish uvein achiv uvein geiroi mikano Rabbi Yehuda ger shen iskai bebezner is a ger bein al bein atzmoi ein a ger. Meaning, since this pasuk said ushvatim and then it says uvein geiroi, what do I need a special pasuk to go and say bein ish uvein achiv uvein geiroi? Once a person becomes a ger, he's a Jew like every other Jew. So therefore, he's an achiv like every Jew. So ushvatim tzedek bein ish uvein achiv. Who's the bein geiroi? To go and to go and tell you that ger is like mishpat. We had a drasha. Yesterday, we had yesterday's Gemara, the three that came in to make our Bezdin of Shloisha. Gemara Grad yesterday had a different pasuk. Gemara brought a pasuk, Mishpat Echad Yil Lachem Lager. The Gemara said, Mishpat Ksibbe, right? Two lines on the bottom. Here the Gemara says a different pasuk, but it's the same limud. Ushvatetem, a loshon, a mishpat. Every time a mishpat, a judgment on a financial matter, you have to have a Bezdin of three. Here too, a Gershon, this guy, a Bezdin in front of three. How is a Ger? It's a good, effective, valid geiris. Even if the ger had a bris milah, and even if he went to the mikvah, if it wasn't under the auspices in front of a bezin, ain't a ger, he's not a ger. And the Gemara will go into this in much greater detail on the bottom of the... Simar Taka says, "Mas biyech shabal lefnei Rabbi Yehuda." Person came before Rabbi Yehuda v'omalei niskiyarti beini lebein atzmi. I became a ger by myself. I looked at myself in the mirror and I became a ger. Nobody was present. We just said now that that's not effective. Zomalei Rabbi Yehuda, yesh lecha edim. Do you have edim that you made a geres? Amalei la v'chol kaidenish. Yesh lecha banim. Do you have children? Amalei hen. Yes, you have children. Amalei neman at lifsalitz atzmacha. You are believed on yourself that you are in fact a goy, because you yourself said that you had an ineffective geres because it wasn't bifnei shloisha. The atanem lifsalitz banacha, but we don't believe you on your children. So therefore your children are going to have a cheskas kashrus. Meaning that this talking about a case where...
What was the wife? That's the...
We'll talk about it in a moment. So therefore, until now, everybody accepted the father and the children as being part of the regular kohol, and therefore the children have a cheses kashus. You want to go and undo that by saying that the gaitis was not a good gaitis. You're only neman on yourself. So we accept what you have to say. But you're not neman to go and passel your own children. Now the question is, how do you go and do this palginim dibura? How do we say that we believe you on yourself or we don't believe you on your children? So Toysis says a svara, like you find in Kodshim, that shavya anafshe chaticha di isura. In other words, since this person, avada, we don't believe him because if he has children, he's been in the community for years and years, we do not assume that he's not Jewish. Ah, he said I'm not Jewish because he said that my geirus was not a kosher geirus. Shavya anafshe chaticha di isura means that if a person says, this piece of meat may be super kosher, glad kosher, yonish, I am not eating it because as far as I'm concerned it's a shtikl chazer. If he himself, shavya nafshi, if he makes it on himself, a chaticha disura, if a person wants to do something strange or something unique, he's entitled. He can do whatever he wants. So therefore, if this person wants to go and pastel himself, he's entitled. But you don't have enough nemanis to go and pastel your children because your children have an nemanis that they are kosher because they were in the community until now, and therefore you can stick around. Yeah.
He's not talking about the mother even.
We didn't mention the mother.
I mean, so passing himself doesn't pass on the kids just because. What's he?
He's only a neidachad. He certainly couldn't pass on the kids regardless.
Okay, so we'll see in a moment a shitta and a few lines that one can pass on the kids too. Stay tuned for station identification. Make sure we'll get there, and we'll talk about it a little bit more.
You see, it's a kind of nemonis. Some, if you remember, Shavi Anafshi, some say it's a nedbet.
We see toys.
Here it makes no sense that it should be a nedbet.
Right. See, nemonat lifsol. Haydav, gemil, meshav, anafshi, chetich, yisur.
So that's the question. Is it nemonis, or is it a nedbet that he makes?
Aha. Okay.
No, obviously, see, it's nemonis.
It's better because you can't be matir. Wait a second.
Yes, Rabbi Cohen, yes.
You could be matir. I had the experience.
Yes, what was your experience, Rabbi Cohen?
I said on salami it was treif.
Yeah, okay.
Then you can't eat it.
And we shouldn't eat it then. Yeah.
And
it was chametz or it was treif.
My lady called me in, and the, like a bezin, he says, if you knew that you know that you're not going to be eaten, would you have said it?
Yeah.
Did you have halakha? I said, yes. So he says, mutaluch, mutaluch.
Okay.
A person shav nach shechati v'suv, it's a neder.
It's like a neder, yeah.
It's a machlaikas, if it's a neder, it's an amonis.
Okay.
This gemara is mashma, it's an amonis.
Exactly. See, we're not talking about a okay, so the gemara writes, u'miyom Rabbi Yehuda abonim lo imahem, and you just said now that he's only neman on himself and not on his children. Is that true? He's not neman on his children. V'otanya! Yakir, this is a pasuk legabi hilchois b'choir. It says, if a person has two women, kisyan leish shtei noshim achas ahuva achas nua, v'yod leivonu ahuva vasnua, v'yah bein a b'chor lasnia, v'yuchel levaker, and he has to go kiev, so b'chor ben asnua, yakir, losis leipishnaim, b'chol ishimot zilai. So the din of yakir, which means that the father has to recognize the legitimacy of the b'choira of the son of the ben hasnua. But the chazal darshan further, yakir, yakirin alachirim, meaning that the father, he has the authority to establish who's the Bechor in his family or not. Is Mekan or Yehuda? Neman Adam Loima Zeh B'ni Bechor. Number one, if there's a dispute and people don't know in the community, it's a brand new family that came to the community, I don't know who any of them are. If the father says, this is my Bechor, you'll believe him. And therefore, make sure that he fasts on Erev Pesach. And of course, he gets a double portion of the Yerusha. Okay, Shem Shem Loima Zeh B'ni Bechor. Kach Neman Loima B'ni Zeh Ben Grushahu. Oy Ben Chalutzu. The father can go and say, I want you to know that this son was born to, meaning that the father himself was a kohen, and that he lived with a grusha or chalutza, and therefore the child is a chalal or a chalala. So he's believed to go and say that. But Chum say he's not believed. But anyway, but the Maisa, What do I see from this? That the father does have authority to go and question the yichus of his son. So the same thing should apply over here. When he says that I was miguyer beini levein atzmi, why don't we say the same thing? That we go and believe him, not only for himself, but also for his children. As if writing in Marom. Amram Nachmar Yitzchak. So Rabbi said, we're asking a stira, Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, number one, says in the first braisa that a ger that says about himself that if I had an invalid geris because it was beini levein atzmi, we do not believe him on his children. He's not believed. Yet I have a second braisa that says yaki yaki rena that he is believed on his children. Make up your mind.
Point to Rabbi Yehuda.
We're asking a stira, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. Look at the first braisa. Turn it upon him.
I'm sorry.
The aloha is like that. Because Ushvatim Tzedek, skip a line. Rabbi Yehuda, Keshin is guy bebezin, etc. What's aloha? Zeret Rabbi Yehuda. Well, this kiyash ben atzmi says you're not believed on your children. And the same Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are believed.
I'm stuck with you because in the first thought, in the mindset, he's not talking about his children at all. He's only talking about himself, and we're making presumptions based on that.
Yeah,
he didn't say.
But it flows. If he's a guardian of the children,
you believed. You believe.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Hachi Ka Amar Lei. This is Pshat. So we're going to have two terutzim. One's Rav Nachman Yitzchok, and second terutz is going to be Ravina. First terutz, Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Hachi Ka Amar Lei Lidvorecha, Oivik Chomata Vein Edis Loivik Chavim. What Rav Nachman Yitzchok is saying is that the reason why I cannot believe you, you're trying to say Edis on yourself and Edis on your children. If you say about yourself that you're a guy, fine, I believe you're a guy. In other words, if he says, I didn't do a proper geirus, fine, believe him. Now he wants to go be made on his children. The children have a chazak of kosher children. These children have been davening here for years and years. They daven erlich, they don't talk during chazor shashas, they don't talk during lightning, they don't talk during kaddish, then voile voile kinder. What you want to do is you want to go and passel them. Goy is not nemet to go and passel heathen, so therefore we can't believe you on your
aid at all.
That's what I'm not going to be Yitzchak says. He asked him, do you have children? Yes, I have children. Yesh lecha b'nei banim, do you even have einiklach? Hein, yes, I have einiklach, Baruch Hashem. Omalei, neman ata lifsal b'necha. V'yata neman lifsal b'nei b'necha. You can passel your children. Because Rabbi Yehuda Lishitose holds yakir yakirenu l'acheirem, just like he can go and say his son is a bechor, he can say his son is a ben grusha, he can say his son is a ben chalutza, and he can go and say that my son... I'm sorry.
Makes the whole generation chalom.
Yeah, exactly. That's the previous. Yeah, Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. But here we're saying he can even also believe Lagabe that he happens to be a goy, so he's believed on his children as well. We'll see what that means in a moment. But he's not believed on his Einiklach. Why is he not believed on his Einiklach? Because that's Xerus HaKosev. Yakir Yakirano, first generation believed, you're not believed on exactly. The second generation. So this Bryson that said before that he's not Neman on his children, we mean on his grandchildren. But on his children, he's believed to go and passel them. The question is, what do you mean to passel them? Even though he happens to be a guy, how do he have children? A person can't have children on his own. He has to have a wife. He has to work. Okay, so if she happens to be Jewish, then the children are kosher anyway. Therefore, I was going to be showing him that Rav Nachman, Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan and the others that we had in the Gemara that Eved v'Oivik Chavim Abu Abbas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, and therefore when the Gemara says over here Neman At Lifsol Benecha, not to make them into Goyim, but to make them into Mamzerim, and that's the word that was your question before Neman At Lifsol Benecha. Anyway, you look at the bottom toises over here, talks about Avlad Mamzer Ayin Sham. If you look right, three lines before the white lines. Down below, the Yeshleim the Kasovar Rebbe Yehuda, Oyvicham Rebbe Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, etc., etc. Anyway, beginning.
Well, he can't change himself. Goy can be the guy.
Avad. Tanam Yochi. Let's talk. Bring a raya. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer Neman Odom Loimer Al Benoi Katan Ve'ein Neman Al Benoi Gadol. A person is believed to go and say about his Benoi Katan. Benanan is Benoi Gadol. What does that mean? If he has a din of Yaakov that he's believed, what does that mean? A very mechudish tikapshat. Loi katan katan mamish, v'loi gadol gadol mamish. Ele katan v'yesh loi bonim, zehu gadol. When Rabbi Yehuda said over in the Braisa, einoi neman al benoi gadol, he means his son that has sons, that produced einiklach. That's benoi gadol. Godl v'ein loibanim. If he has a son who's a godl, he's already over bar mitzvah, he's already married, however, he doesn't have children, zehu katan. That's considered to be a katan. So therefore, going over this price again, tanam yachiv yudaimen. Neman odam loimer al b'nei katan. A person is believed about his b'nei katan, meaning his son that does not have ein ikloch, because the yaki yaki reno only goes one generation, only to the banim, and not exactly, same thing, but not b'nei banim. But he's not neman al b'nei godl. B'nei godl meaning that the son has children, he's still believed on the son, but he's not believed on the children, meaning on his grandchildren. And that's the time of Turi. That's not the Pashup Shot in the Brisa, but that's how the Gemara understands the Brisa.
What's the expression, Katan Yeshlo Banem? Which means he's
not that he's Katan, that he's
old.
Yeah, exactly. Avadi has to be older. You could have two children. Pashup Shot is, Yankel comes into Bez and he has two children. One child happens to be 35 years old, and the other one happens to be 20 years old. So he is a god and he's a cotton. He's the older one, he's the younger one.
Relative.
It says in Gemara over here, no, cotton god has to do with, they have any klachanat, have nothing to do with their ages. We pass the Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Now what did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say? Rav Nachman Yitzchak was the first line where he said that we do not believe the father vis-a-vis the children. It's Ravina that said the grandchildren. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says we don't believe him vis-a-vis the children. Why not? Because once he said that I'm a goy has no ne'emonus. So therefore, okay, you're a goy. You said you're a goy. Shavi Anafshe is a goy. I don't believe you about these children. These children are Yiddish kinder. You have no right, no ne'emonus to say. So I have the halach is like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that he has no ne'emonus legabe his children. But I have a brisa which we just learned, Kavasa Ravina, that Ravina says that there is ne'emonus on the children. There's just no ne'emonus on the grandchildren. It's a chastira, make up your mind, chatecha brisa like Ravina. Every mahul inyan yakir itmar. That brisa over there is not talking legabe hilchois mamzeris, whether the children have to be kosher or not kosher. No, legabe inyan of yakir. Meaning that if a person comes into Bezin and says that my son is a bechor, believed. You see, this grandchild over here is also Bechor. Sorry, that you don't have nemanis for. Or, like the Bryce said before, if he says about his son is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's believed. Yaki Yakirano. If he says that the grandson is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that I don't believe you about. But that's not talking about our case of the Geirus and about the, because if the person says about himself, Ich bin the Chagoy, then we don't believe him. Chagoy, he doesn't have nemanis in Besen. So therefore, the Bryce Alibed Ravina is not Shver on the Psak, like Rav Nachman Yitzchak. We pass like Rav Nachman Yitzchak that a person only has, if a person says about himself that he's a goy, he has nemonis on himself, but he does not have nemonis on his children. I, the Brisa of Ravina, that says that you do have nemonis on your children, when the person says, Ich bin dechayid, Baruch Hashem, but my son happens to be, but my son is a Bechor, believe you. And my grandson is a Bechor, that I don't believe you. And you should know, my son happens to be Ben Garush Ben Chalutz, I believe you. My grandson of it, no, that I don't believe you. So therefore the two halachas are parallel and they do not, is not a seer.
The truth, but the Chachamim don't argue about Yaakov. It's in Purush and Pasuk. Nobody
wants. Yeah, but he goes one step further.
Exactly.
Right.
But on Yaakov, not against the Chachamim at all.
Yeah. Doctor, what's up there?
This is absolute yellow. Is there a concept of chashash or suffix that enters into it to complicate the mishpacha yichus and things like this?
What do you mean?
In other words, here you say yogoy nishkoy, yes, like we believe him, yeah, believe him. If there's a reis of a chashash, is that enough in terms of?
If a person comes into Bezdin or into Besmedish or into Shul and he says, "I'm a goy," you believe him. I mean, even though for years and years he's putting on talis and tefillin, he's been davening. He says, "I'm a goy. He's a goy. He's a goy." I mean, if he says so, the Gemara says he's believed. Question is, he also believes vis-a-vis his children. So the Gemara says, no, vis-a-vis the children, he's not believed, because once he says he's a goy is not believed to go and be made on a yid. So if he has children that had, until now, cheskes kashrus, if a person comes new into town, he brings along his children, he says, I want you to know that I'm a goy and the children are goy. Okay. He has to prove that he's a yid first. But if he comes into town, he says, I'm a yid and they're yid, automatically you believe him. I'm a ger, they're ger. Automatic belief. But he wants to go undo his gaiters and say, I want you to know the gaiters that I had 20 years ago wasn't a valid gaiters because it was Beinil Beinatsmi. Okay? You're neman to say that your gaiters is worthless, but you're not neman to go and say about your children. Your children have vaita, cheskes, kashas. There was a similar story, but just in reverse. In Bnei Brak, holy city Bnei Brak, there was for many, 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 many years on Erev Pesach, there was a goy that lived in Bnei Brak. Can you imagine a goy in Bnei Brak? That all the Chushi Rabbunim in Bnei Brak, every one of them used to go and sell their chumetz to this goy. For years and years they sold the chumetz, the chumetz from all the Chushi Yidin, you know, for Gan Zichamei, for Gan Bnei Brak. They used to go and sell the chumetz. And when this goy passed away, he left a tzavua saying, please bury me in the Jewish cemetery. Because I was a yid my entire life. The only reason why I said I was a goy, tzmachan panusa, to go and make some money. Can you imagine?
Ironically, he should be in the Rishoyim. He said the opposite. Yeah. He denied his paternity, his Jewish paternity.
Right, because he wanted to make money.
To make a living.
Exactly, just the opposite. As always, okay. Can you imagine? Yeah, what's okay?
First of all, haray b'nei banim, haray elu kibonim.
Guy's going to make a living?
Yeah.
You know, we have a principle.
So, one at a time. First, Barry has to say something. Yeah, Barry. Yeah.
We have principles for Shas. B'nei banim harei lukud banim.
Yeah.
I guess we're discarding.
Not that we're discarding. Not for these purposes. Yeah. Other purposes.
Supposed.
So do you want to write the Tanu Rabbanon? Tanu Rabbanon. Ger shibol iskayb is manazeh. Okay. So now, as we know, when a person, a guy, wants to make himself into a ger, we don't automatically welcome him into the fold because we tell him. It's not so easy, not so simple to become a ger, because the Jewish people are suffering. What do you need it for? You're just going to get yourself into a peckle of trouble. Son of a ger shabbos l'skayet is manazeh. Oymim loy. Mar isa shabbos l'skayet. What do you need this for? Iat yedei, don't you know she shabbos manazeh? Devuyim, sechufim, umeturafim, v'yisurim bo'analeim. All of these lashonis, devuyim, dechufim, tzchufim, dvarafim, are all basically synonyms, and they all mean that we're oppressed, and we're downtrodden, and that Nebuch were persecuted, and Nebuch were pogroms, and like, what happened in Yerushalayim, Nebuch, kol yoyim, b'chaleis, b'chalshur, b'yisurim, b'ymalei, Nebuch, b'yisurim, on them. What do you need it for? Im oimer, if this guy responds, Yoideani, I'm well aware, I know what's going on. The Eini Kedai, but I am not worthy. What means I'm not worthy? So look at the Rashi. There's Mamish Atzitkis Fenager. So the Rashi, Eini Kedai, three lines before the end. The Eini Ro'ui Lishtatet Bitzerosan. I'm not even worthy to be part of the Tzaris. I'm not worth it. I'm not worthy enough. You should go and take me that I should be able to go and share in their sorrow, in their pain. Hear what a guy says? See, if that's what he says, is an Erlich guy that he really wants to go and become Jewish, we accept him. Now, when it says that we accept him, it doesn't mean that we immediately go and do the bris and we immediately put him in the mikvah, but it means we already start the gear process. What's the gear process? Oh my dear, oh you saw, he mixed us mitzvahs kalois, he mixed us mitzvahs chamurais. We don't start going and telling him ganz tari mitzvahs, but we go and tell him bits and pieces so he should have a feel what the Gemara is, what the Torah is all about. The Gemara gives some examples, mention we'll see on the Amid
Beis.
Oh my dear, oh sorry, avoin leket shikhu upeya umasir oni. We tell him specially about this avoin of leket shikhu masir. Now, what's the reason? What's happened? Then tomorrow is going to talk about this on the Amud Beis. Why davka this avoin? Why did he talk about other things? Oh my dear, oh say onshin shomitzis. We also go and tell him. My dear, oh say onshin shomitzis. We also tell him the onshin if a person does something wrong. We tell him, for instance, have you there? Until you came to this point that you want to be Megayer, you could have gone into any non-kosher restaurant throughout New York and you could have eaten Alamina Chazarai, Alamina Chaylev. If you would have eaten Chaylev, you had to onish Karis. There wouldn't be a din of Karis, but a guy. However, now that you're going to become Jewish, you want to eat a piece of Chaylev, Chas Hashem is the din of Karis. Chilal to Shabbos, you were never a Shem Shabbos after you can be a Shem Shabbos. Akim Shabbos Chayim Misa. So therefore, Chilal to Shabbos. Iyat Onish Skila. You didn't get Skila, but if Chas Hashem now you're going to be Mechal to Shabbos, it'll be Skila. The Achshav, and now, Chal to Chaylev, Onish Karis, Chilal to Shabbos, Onish Skila. Ukshem Shemadino, you say Onshin Shal Mitzvah, we do, you say Matan Tzcharim. Not only do we tell them the bad stuff, we also tell them the good stuff. We tell them, Oymrim Loyev, Yedea, Sha'ulam Abba, Eni Ossi El Litzadikim. If you're going to fear Zach Erlach, and you're going to be a Tzadik, oh, you go straight to Gan Eden. You have Oylem Abba. Wow. But you should know, Yisrob is manazeh. Yidin today, Eni Mechon Lekabel, Loi Roiv. Toiva, Loi Roiv Puronies. What does he mean? Explains the top Rashi. Even though Yidin want to do mitzvahs, and even though Yidin want to be Erlich, they want to be good, but unfortunately, Adayin Yetzahara Roikid Beinenu. That old Yetzahara of thousands of years ago is still around. He had longevity, as Nachdu. So Rashi lefi sheitzara mechaza charein kerumim b'sach sasuka v'shem tazuch daiton olayev yechtu. It's wonderful to be Jewish and it's wonderful to do mitzvahs. And I know that after 120 Gan Eden Olam Haba it's all gevaldik, gevaldik, gevaldik. However, the yeitzahara sometimes goes and makes you so arrogant and you feel, oh, I am Jewish and I did all these mitzvahs and I davened and I learned the daf and da 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 da. And then the yeitzahara kim tarai says, oh, you big high and mighty guy. And he caused him, chas v'shalom, to go and sin. And we also cannot accept upon ourselves all of the crushing oppression that we have. Once we tell him these Rashi Parakim, which we spoke about a little bit, we give him a taste of this and that, then we don't go and further try to alarm him. Rashi says, we don't scare him and go and say, you should know this, and then a little bit, Rashi Prok and a little. And that's enough. The medaktik and olav means that we don't go and have
alechim,
exactly. We don't go and tell him immediately, you have to do the chazoinish is chumra and this, the preskerov's chumra. We let him, you know, act, whatever. Kibble, now if after he heard this entire speech, he heard all of these mitzvahs and all the oinchim and the schar, if he says, kibble, yeah, I accept it, then we go and talk to do the bris immediately. The Gemara is going to ask for some immediately. We could wait until tomorrow. We'll see him at the Gemara shortly. Now, the Braisa, this is a little bit of a strange Braisa, because the Braisa now goes and tells us a little bit Hilchois Mila, which really is not part of the Braisa, because this talks about any Jewish child. What happens if the Moyel, when he did the bris, he left over some tzitzin, meaning some pieces here and there, which he didn't remove. So there are certain tzitzin which are Ma'akvin as a Mila, certain tzitzin not Ma'akvin as a Mila. If he left over the tzitzin Ma'akvin, then you have to go and do another bris. There's nothing to do. Unless he's saying we got Be'ager, maybe we're, for some reason his bris is different than somebody else's bris. Why would I have thought that? Okay, anyway, it's a bris of the bris, the Oruch Lanea speaks about it. So it says here in the bris, until you remove all the tzitzim akvin. And then we don't go and throw him into the mikveh immediately, because after all he just had surgery. We're not even talking about an 8-day-old baby, we're talking about a grown individual. So therefore, Nisap, you have to wait until the doctor says, okay, now we can go to the mikveh. My bin lays me out. After that, then he can go and put him into the mikveh, then he can go immediately. Ushne tamidacham oindal gaba. When there are two tamidacham, the Gemara is going to ask for steps two. Don't we have to have a bezin of three? The Gemara, in fact, is going to change the gear, so the Gemara is going to say, you need shloish tamidacham. We'll see a little bit later down the omid. Omidin oisai. Now, before he goes into the mikveh, we go and tell him some more mitzvahs. The reason why we tell him some more mitzvahs is because, since this is now the clincher, he had to hack the bris, but he didn't become a yid yet, because we pass and you have to have mila and tvila, but tvila is not enough. It's got to be a tvila together with kabbalah's mitzvahs. So therefore, we want to make sure when he goes and dunks now, he doesn't go and say, ah, the water is so fresh and so clean, like a swimming pool, he's having a good time. We want him to come out with kabbalah's mitzvahs that he accept upon himself, oil, malchus, shemayim, and the mitzvahs. That's why we repeat again, with my dinah, isa mitzvah, mitzvah, kalb, isa mitzvah, chamuris. And then now we talk of tova, the Allah, harik yisrael, l'chol dvorav, he's like a regular yid, like ganz klai yisrael, no difference than anybody else. Isha, there's one slight difference, naturally, by Isha there's no bris, and so therefore, noshim, moishivas, oisa, b'mayim, there are women that take care of her and put her into the mikvah, ad savara, until her neck, ushtet ha-minacham, undulim, mechutz, Chas v'shom, the tzibinacham don't go in, chulila b'chas, they're standing outside. However, umedin oisam, mitzvahs mitzvahs, kalad mitzvahs mitzvah chamur. So apparently they say in a koil rash gudol, they have to speak loud, so that she should be able to hear in the other room, that there are mitzvahs, so she should mekabel the mitzvahs, right before she goes and does the tefillah, so it should be a tefillah mitzvah kabbalas, oil mal chashemayim, and a kabbalas mitzvahs.
When do you need a
When, by Giyur, you have to have a bezin of three, and you have Eidus by a regular Kolotera Kuli, you have two Eidus. Pishnai Medin Yochum Dov. And the Gemara continues on Echad Ger, V'Echad Eved Meshuchrar. This process applies not only to a normal Ger, meaning a Goy that becomes a Ger, but the same thing in Eved that becomes Meshuchrar, that was an Eved until now, and now becomes a full-fledged Yid. Why would I have thought that it's different between a Ger and Eved Meshuchrar? The Gemara will talk about that on the bottom of the Omid.
First, when he first becomes an Eved, does he need the same process on the mitzvahs that he gets?
I don't know. Weissish.
That's what I'm saying. It's not clear.
Weissish. The Gemara doesn't address. But Mitzvah on the bottom of the Gemara is going to talk a little bit more about the why we have to have.
It says he has to have a tefillah.
Yeah, Vad. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Make sure the tefillah is the Shem Avdus. That's why he had to put the leash around his neck. and they have the tightness. The mitzvahs kisha, yeah, yeah, 100%. Uba makim shenida tevelis sham ger ve'eved meshuchra toivin. Wherever the nida has to toivel, that's where the ger eved meshuchra. What does that mean? Explains Rashi. Just like a nida needs a mikvah of arboim sa'a, same thing applies for gear. And for eved meshuchra, same thing also, a regular mikvah arboim sa'a, not more, not small, not less, same thing. The hilchos mikvah is you have to make sure by the tefillah there's no chatzitza. Same thing is in other words, all these halachas are across the board. It's not, there's no special dinim neither different than ger, etc. Okay, omamai ger shabal is guy omam loy mara isu shabos is guy omidim medim oisim mitzas mitzas kalois mitzas mitzas chamures. My time, what's the reason why I start telling him some of these mitzvahs? After all, there is no Kabbalah's mitzvahs now. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs is when he goes to the mikveh. So why do we start off at the very beginning mit the Kabbalah? Because although this person came with great enthusiasm and exuberance, I want to become a Yid, and I know that the Yid are suffering, but halavai, I should have a chelik with those that are suffering. Mister, but you don't know what the mitzvahs are. What are the mitzvahs? Every single day you have to come to davening early, and you have to go and keep quiet throughout the entire davening, and you have to go and wear the tefillin and all that. Oh boy, wow. Every morning you have to get up at 6 o'clock, and then you have to go learn the daf. And that's what you're talking about, Megillah and Tanis. We're talking about Yevamos, the Tunis. So maybe the Chassid Shalom is going to be Pirish. That's why you have to go and tell him mitzvahs. You don't tell him all 613. You give him a smattering, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so he has an opportunity to change his mind. The Omer of Chalbay, Koshim Gemli Yisrael Kisapachas. Now this Gemara is a difficult Gemara to understand, and there's a ganz machlokes showing him how to understand this Gemara. On the surface, this sounds very negative vis-a-vis the Gerim. Why does it sound so negative? Because the word Sapachas is one of the names of the Negoim. Negoim means one of those, what we call leprosy. It's not really leprosy, but it says in the Pasuk, Sa'es Sapachas Uvehores, which means different types of spots on a person's hand, on a person's flesh, on his skin. So what? Koshim Gerim Yisrael, Gerim joining Klal Yisrael Kisapachas is like Chas Hashem, like spots on the skin. Mm-hmm. It says in the Pasuk, V'nilva ger alei v'nisbachu. The word nisbach literally means an addendum and an additional. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, when a person writes a sefer, a book, and then he's adding on a second volume or a second edition, whatever. So it says, and there's a nisbach. Nisbach means that they added on an additional chapter.
So for chayni nof, the Gerim Yisrael.
Exactly.
Attachment.
An attachment. Okay. So here, the Gemara is actually in Benisbechu, not that they just were added an additional segment, additional portion, but Kisapachas. Now, how, in which respect are they Kisapachas? So Rashi says, Rashi about 8 lines higher, Loshin Sapachas, She'oich Zema'aseim HaRishoinim, because the Gerim don't know the Torah. After all, they didn't go to Cheder, they didn't go to elementary school, high school, etc. So therefore, often they continue their previous minhagim, and they didn't know any better. It's not Chas Shom, they're bad people. They just don't know. And then a Yid comes into Bis Medrash. He sees a ger who is such an erlechan and such a tzaddik and such a yerushimayim. He's a wonderful guy, but he doesn't realize that some of the ger's actions are inappropriate because the ger himself doesn't know it's inappropriate. So therefore, somebody may learn from him. If I see this great ger, this great tzaddik, that he's not so makbid on whatever, so I will, if he doesn't have to be makbid, hey, madrachi, I should be makbid. So therefore, that's why, that's the negativity that is associated with the word sapachas. Anyway, however, this is a big, big machloikis, because in fact, there's a famous Toysis in Masechtas Kedushin on this very same Gemara.
Toysis
doesn't bring...
He says, the Yig Nebuchar arrive at the Ma'ana the Ger.
That's
why it's a sapachas.
Fine. But I'm thinking about something else. So Reb Pinchas points out that this last toys over here says another pshat. The reason why it's kisapachas is because unfortunately there are people that do not give a ger the proper kavoy that he deserves. In fact, it says in the Torah 36 times, v'haftimis a ger, you should love the ger, love the ger, love the ger. But some people, as much as you tell them love, 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 they don't understand what that means. And so therefore, kisapachas, a yid that's oiver and doesn't love the ger properly the way he should, he's oiver on this aveira. That's why kisapachas, he becomes like a michsha, like a stumbling block for a Jew that doesn't have love for the ger. However, there's a toisim zes kedushim where toisim brings Avraham ger. Toys says v'harav Avram ger pirish lefisha gerim bekiim b'mitzvus u'medaktikim bohem koshim hem liyisrael kisapachas demitoyich kein hakadosh baruch hu maskam nesem shel yisrael kishein oisin ritzainai. What Toys is saying over here? Toys is saying punk faket, that if anything we should be ashamed relative to the game. What means we should be ashamed? Just like you have many Baal Tshuva that enter into the religion and they enter with an excitement and with an exuberance, because after all they weren't born into it. Now they found out about it and they dance and they clap and they daven with agantis orders. Same thing is the Gerim as well. The Gerim until now they were goyim. Now they joined the religion and they want to be frummer than the frum, more Jewish than the Jew, sure. Meaning that they really want to do it they're properly. And Baruch Hashem, they take it, do it, and they do it with a greater diktuk. And they're the ones that are shishing the people that are talking Jew. In Kaddish. You know, I talk to him in Kaddish. But he knows that he's medactic. Yeah. He makes sure to go and say Krishma Bisman and go and daven. Hey, he does everything properly. Says the Gemara. Says Rav Aram Ger. Because they are baki umedactic behem. They're more medactic than their fellow Jew. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu now has tannis on the Jews, and he says to them, you were born from Avram Yitzhak V'Yaakov, you are a born Jew, why don't you act like this wonderful ger? And that's the sepachas that we mean. So obviously, you see that you can look at it from two different perspectives.
Who wrote that?
I'm sorry, this is Avram Ager, Tosis brings him a Mesechtis, the sechta is kiddushim.
Ayin
and beis. Ayin, the toises begins ayin and beis, but it's continued on to ayin aleph umed aleph, and ayin aleph means umed aleph. You'll see mitchem when you get to the toises. Anyway, by the way, the toises yishanim over here. If those of you had toises yishanim all the way in the bottom, he brings this. He doesn't bring Avram Ager, but he brings this pshat. You see where there's a beis on the first wide line. Oid yesh mafarshim v'fisha kadosh baruch hu manish oisanu kadosh baruch hu. Punishes us, means the Jews, al yodam, as a result of the gerim, kishem meitivim maaseim v'oimer, ki uroya she'ein anu nisharim b'mitzvahs k'moisam, alfa pi she'ein amizera kasha k'moinu. In other words, the gerim, they deserve to get the triple prize, the triple star, and we don't deserve even to get one star because they're doing the mitzvahs properly, and we're not doing it properly. I'm sorry?
The purple heart.
They get the purple eye. Oh, shkoyah, that's the proper term. Thank you. Anyway, so this you see the different pshatim, and we get invited. So the more invited, Medina Oysoi, Avoin Lekesh Chopeyu Master Oni. We said that when a person wants to become a ger, we tell him about this Ovid. Vusepis, my time, and Vusepis is. Because Benoyach the Aloch is that they are makbid on less than a Shavu Pruta. And Chas V'Shalom, if one of them steals from the other one less than a Shavu Pruta, they chayiv misa Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, we see there's a special hakpoda by goyim on pachas mishav pruta. So even though lekat shichupeya is relatively small potatoes, in other words, we're not talking about big amounts. It's small stuff. We tell them you should be careful because if you're not going to be makbid on giving lekat shichupeya, remember that what an important mitzvah this is, and you guys are makbid on pachas mishav pruta, and this is something like nitin lishavain. There is no hashavas aveda over here, hashavas gzela, because you don't even know who you took it from and which aniyim were deserving of it, etc. So this is why you mention it, because you know that they have a special hakpada on these inyan.
But if they're a Jew, then there is a mechila and a pachas mishav pruta. So I'm puzzled how this is working. Here we're saying we're discouraging you from becoming Jewish. Because when you become Jewish, you will now be exempt from the Sheva Pruta death penalty.
See, look at Rashi. Medim oisa avoin lekat shichupei. You have that right?
Yes.
Look at Rashi. Hoyel, no, continue next Rashi. Medim oisa lekat shichupei. Hoyel. They makpidim al moment, since they're so makpid on even less money, even less than a Sheva Pruta. Kokach. Kidam nega possible Sheva Pruta. Medim oisa avoin lekat vachuli. Shemayachse boy milizgai. When we're going to tell him, I want you to know that we are makbid on petty cash, that you have to leave out lekat shichupeya, and I know you guys don't like being mavater and giving away from your own money, even less than shavu pruta. You're going to have to. And that's going to be very hard for me. That means it's going to be hard for me to break. So you go and tell them in advance. They should know that the game rules are, the rule to the game.
This is the old joke. People say, I'm a elchi, this is the cash.
Yeah, we've heard about things like that. Talking about vitamin marbin olav, they medactic in olav. We're not marb, we don't go and try, the Rashi says, we're not trying to be ma'ayim. We don't try to go and scare him. We tell him that mitzvahs are here and there, so he should know and he should be careful. However, we don't try to scare him and make him a doctor go up. If he wants to join, he joins. So now the Gemara is going to bring a famous, famous pasuk in Rus, where Naomi tried to go and dissuade Rus from joining her, and she said, you have no husband left, you don't have any father-in-law left, get to him, go what you have to do, what do you have to join us for? But she was very, very insistent. On Rav Elazar Maikra, where do we see the Emar ben Olvim, the citizen of the Pasuk, Vateira, it says that Naomi tried to dissuade Rus, and she saw ki misametzes hila lechas ita, that she was strengthening herself to go and accompany her and to join the Jewish people. And therefore she stopped. She said, okay, I see skaitnish. What did she tell her originally? And she saw that she's not listening. Omrulas, and Omi said to Rus, Arsalan Tchum Shabbos, you should know, a simple thing like Tchum Shabbos, you won't be able to go more than 2,000 amos. What did she say? Wherever you will go, I will go. Asir lon yichud, you're not going to be miyachad, yichud together with a man in a room. Bashetalini only, wherever you sleep, I'll sleep. Mafkadina sheish meid tarik mitzis, agam to tarik mitzis. Amech ami, whatever your rules are, those will be my rules. Asir lon avoy tzchav, you won't be able to go and daven anymore in the churches. Your God is my God. Aramisis nimtu lebezin, you should know, chas v'shom, a person is, or even chil Shabbos, this, that, Aramisis. Basha Tamusi Omas. The way you will die, that's I will die. Base kvarm nim tzul lebezdin. What's a base kvarm? We had this in Reading the Gemara before in Amasechta. That they had two special gates of honor, the plots of honor in the Beis HaChaim. One was for the Niskolim and Nisrofim, the Besra mentioned, that got Skila and Sreifa. One for the Shvachra, the Nerogim and Echnokim. So you see, Chas v'Shalom, someone is over, you're going to be in one of these plots, Cholila. Basha V'shom Mekover. If that's my lot, that's my lot. I'm joining you, I'm joining the Jewish people. Miyad, as soon as Naomi saw that no matter what she said, I'm coming with you, she didn't continue to be marbin olav and to go and threaten her. Finished, okay. But she let her come in, and that's the same thing with us. After you give them the Rashi Prakim, if they said, I still want to join, you let them join. Now, kibul malan oisa miyad, immediately to do the bris mikvah. What's up? Immediately, make it the next day. My time is mitzvah lemishahinon. We don't want to waste any time. Zerizim makdimen. You're ready to do a mitzvah. Do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tonight. Do it a mitzvah. Shtar by tzita makvah milah kiret not. We learned elsewhere. Elohein tzita makvah milah. What does that mean? Basar choyfes roivu ator. That the basar, the flesh, the orla that you remove, that covers over Roiv HaTorah. Torah is the front part of the Eiver. If you have Basa that's covering that portion up, that has to be removed. That Tzitzit HaMa'akv. Ve'ein Oichel
B'Truma. Priya. It's basically Priya.
Yo, Ein Echram. Ve'ein Oichel B'Truma. And if the person, for instance, happens to be a Koyin, we're obviously not talking about a Ger anymore, because most Gerim are not Koyhanim. You could have a strange situation. But anyway, if the person is a Koyin, and we know a Koyin Orel is not allowed to eat Truma, so if he didn't have a full-fledged Bris, it was only a 95%, this still Tzitzit Ma'akvah, Samila, and Oichel B'Truma cannot eat Truma. What does this mean to say? Rashi says there are two ways of talking about choifes roiv atar. You could be talking about the hekiv, that's the circumference, or you could be talking about the goiv, that's the height, the length of the atar. So he says that the shear that we're talking about is not the circumference, but we're talking about the length from the atar till the end of the aver. That's the roiv that you have to measure for these purposes. Nisrapi matpil oisumiyad. You have to wait until he has a refuah, and then you go to the mikvah. The sapi in lane sapi loy. My time. What's the reason why? The water of the mikvah. Any water can get into the wound, and they can cause chas v'shalom an infection, and the person chas v'shalom can get sick. So therefore, you have to wait until the wound is healed, the wound from the surgery of the bris, and then you have to go in the mikvah after that. We had a couple of yesterday and today. Mishvat, ushvatetem. You have to have a bezin. Vuseps two. Zogt Yemara. Amar Biyichan. Nachamul Nachma. Shteit Amar Biyichan. Amar Biyichan. Amar Biyichan. Tzorich Shloisha. Amar Biyichan. Letana Tani Shloisha. Ein Acharami. The same Rabbi Yochanan that said you need three. When he heard the Tana, Tana meaning the Talmud repeating this brisa, he told him, I'm sorry, don't say two, it's like a shloisha milicham, not shnei to milicham. So in other words, you have to amend the brisa from shnei to shloisha. Tov v'yol harik Yisrael l'chol dvarim. If he toivul and he comes out, he's like a regular Yisrael. Freitim al Michael. What is this chiddush Yisrael l'chol dvarim? The harder bay umakadosh bas Yisrael. Yisrael mumma karina bay the kedushim kedushim. The Gemara means to say is what happens if after he comes out of the mikveh, a day later, a week later, a month later, a year later, he says, you know what? I made a big booba, I made a big mistake. I didn't realize how difficult it's going to be. These Gemaras and Yevamis, it's just too much. I'm reverting back to Goyish land because I just can't take the daf. Oh, wait, make sure get Ksubis, maybe I'll rejoin. But now, Yevamis, I'm out of here. I don't want to be part of Judaism. So that's what he says. And in the meantime, he goes and he was married to someone. So I might go and think that just like you can become Jewish, you can become un-Jewish. Kamash Malone, once you're Jewish, you remain a Jew for the rest of your life. And therefore, for instance, in Mekadosh Basi, so about the Kedushin is Toifis. His Yisrael Mumma Karina Bay means he's a bad guy, but he's a Yisrael. He's not a Goy Cholibah. The Kedushin is Kedushin. He's like Kaddish are valid, and he's considered to be like a regular Yid, like Ali Yidin, and you cannot change your mind. Reb Hanani Menakasha Yimer, Ratzakarish Baruch Hulil Zakis is Yisrael. Here we go.